The battle over education continues unabated in our time. Recently, New York Times bestselling author Dr. Paul Kanger wrote an article entitled "The Left's Continuing Corruption of Education, They Own the Universities." Dr. Kanger was writing about the Biden plan to forgive student loans, which again came a few months ago. Dr. Paul Kanger is a professor of political science and history at Grove City College. He's also written a number of books, best-selling New York Times best-selling books, by the way. He's also a syndicated columnist. This is Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and Dr. Kanger, it's been too long to have you back on the program. Thank you again. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, sure, Jerry, anytime. It has been too long.
Okay, so education is extremely important. This is, I think, overall America got off on the wrong track. So what were your comments about Joe Biden, in effect, rewarding liberal college programs, you know, which have racked these poor kids up with lots and lots of student debt? Of course, they've signed up for these things, too. And in effect, he's saying, hey, let's you know, continue this kind of bad education system in America.
Yeah, it's interesting we're having this conversation, Jerry. I'm in Pennsylvania right now, my stay-at-home state of Pennsylvania, and John Fetterman, who was elected to the U.S. Senate seat in Pennsylvania, he defeated Mehmet Oz, and what you're talking about calls to mind one of the commercials, TV commercials against Fetterman. Here in Pennsylvania, Fetterman's a big liberal, big leftist, even though he kind of looks like a blue-collar union guy. And the ad said, you know, here's John Fetterman who wants to give, you know, purple-haired baristas who majored in gender studies. He wants to have hardworking union guys who didn't go to school pay off the student loans of those purple-haired baristas. And it's exactly right. And that's exactly what's going on. I mean, this is the Democratic Party, right? This is supposed to be the party of the working man. In fact, here in Pensylvania, Joe Biden is old lunch pail Scranton Joe, right? I mean, you know, he was supposed to be a blue-collar guy, a union guy. But what this really does is that this is kind of Robin Hood in reverse. So you take money from, you know, hardworking union people and blue-collar men and women who never went to college, and you take from their tax dollars to pay off the student loans of kids who went to college. And you know, liberals call themselves progressives. That's not progressive. That's regressive. And it's a really shocking thing to behold. And it also tells a lot of younger people. And in fact, Jerry, I've met a number of younger people who've said to me, you know, in the future, I'm just not going to pay off my student loans. I'm going to wait for the government to come in and waive them. And you know, why not, right? So, you know, this doesn't encourage thrift and virtue and savings. I mean, this encourages people to borrow money that they're going to hope that they don't have to pay back. So it's so many different levels. It's just an offensive and outrageous policy.
Did you feel in any way it was almost as if Biden was trying to buy votes?
Well, I think there's probably something to that, right? I mean, you could see this in so much of what he does that's just red meat or a sop to his different constituencies. I mean, look what he's doing with the LGBTQ community, right? I mean, look at the case of Brittany Griner, this WNBA player, who was exchanged for Victor Bout, the Russian merchant of death, who was serving a 25-year sentence in the United States. You know, Biden didn't trade Victor Bout for Paul Whelan, a U.S. Marine who's been accused of espionage and is undergoing a 16-year prison sentence in Russia after being arrested by the FSB, the successor to the KGB. Biden traded him for traded the merchant of death for Brittany Griner, who's a black woman married to another woman. You know, this was an LGBTQ move is what it was. So much of what Biden does is motivated by kind of payoffs to these different liberal constituencies of him. And what could be a more literal payoff than finding a way to do a massive wealth transfer from the poor to wealthier Americans by writing off the student loans of, you know, American 20-something. So I think, yeah, that Biden very much had that in mind as part of the motivation of this plan.
You know, it's very interesting too, because his plan, his rollout came about a month or two, well, 2 months, I think, before the election. And then it turns out, at least with some of the court decisions, they have ruled against his decision to just basically forgive all these student loans.
Yeah. I mean, it's the kind of thing that you really got to ask, not whether it's, if it's unconstitutional, but how could it be constitutional? I mean, what gives the president of the United States, the chief executive, right? Articles 1, 2, and 3 of the Constitution, legislative branch, Article 1, executive branch, Article 2, judiciary, Article 3. You know, where is it in Article 2 of the Constitution that gives the power to the United States, a sort of a king, a sort of a monarch, the sort of fiat power to just stand there in Washington from the White House with a massive gavel and declare, you know, I shall ordain, you know, to your student loans, you shall not pay. You know, what gives them the right to do that? Now what the Constitution does grant is the judicial branch the right of judicial review and to review whether or not the actions of the executive and the legislature are something that are granted in the Constitution. And hopefully the judiciary is stepping up and saying, no, that's not in the Constitution. Now, that would be a judiciary, hopefully, of Republican-appointed judges, because the liberal-appointed judges, you know, they just go with the flow. Whatever the Democrats want to do, they rubber stamp it. But it's something that ought not to pass constitutional muster and really shouldn't make it through the judiciary.
Why has college become so expensive? And then also, why has it in many ways become so irrelevant in some cases? Now, I'm not talking about STEM.
Yeah.
But even, by the way, I have a liberal arts college degree and I earned it back in the 70s. And I like it. I liked what I studied. I studied history at Tulane. It was substantive. And, you know, there were liberal point of views, but there was also allowance for conservative point of views or whatever. But now it seems like college, number one, it's so expensive. But number two, it's just like indoctrination of the, you know, of all things liberal.
Well, that's exactly right. And in fact, if I may relate my own college experience. So when I was done with my master's degree, which I got from American University in Washington, and my wife was finished as well, and I went through my PhD program, and after deferring student loans basically as long as I could during graduate school, we owed a staggering amount in student loan debt, and we made sure we paid them off, Jerry. You know, we didn't look to the government or someone else or the guy who comes in and our garbage collector, right? Or our plumber to come in and pay off our student loans. I mean, I had to write a literal best-selling book, my book, God and Ronald Reagan, to pay off my student loans. But it was my responsibility to do that. I wasn't looking to go to somebody else to do it. And as far as the types of degrees that you get, yeah, somebody who's maybe a doctor or a lawyer or a STEM major, they're probably out there earning the money from the type of degree that they got to pay off the student loans. Whereas to go back to that John Fetterman commercial here in Pennsylvania, you know, some blue-haired barista who majored in gender studies or queer theory, right, you know, where's she going to get the money to pay off her student loans? Well, Miss Liberal, Miss Cultural Revolutionary, she's going to go to Joe Sixpack, and she's going to demand that Joe Sixpack pay off her student loans. And who's pushing that? Liberals, progressives, Democrats, the party of the working man. It's really complete hypocrisy and outrageous. It's a scandal.
By the way, just to clarify here, STEM, as I recall, STEM stands for science, technology, engineering, math,
That's right.
As opposed to, you know, more of the liberal arts. But this, you know, I remember when I was in college, again, back in the 70s, the big joke was, you know, oh, you could take this class, underwater basket weaving. In other words, like a total, you know,
right,
weird type of thing. But it's, people can actually get degrees in queer studies or that kind of stuff, gender studies.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, go to, if you're in front of a computer, look up Occidental College, which is the alma mater of our President Barack Obama.
Wow.
And you know, they have a department of gender studies, queer studies, cultural studies, critical theory. And you look at the description of the critical theory major at Occidental College. And it's just loaded with this noxious nonsense, which not only is something that you can't do anything with, you can't learn any kind of a meaningful trade with it, but you become a kind of divisive cultural warrior that you take whatever you learn, and your most direct application of it is to find people on Twitter who are Christian conservatives who don't support your view on marriage and harass and bully and cancel them. Yeah, that's what you do. That's what you do with those majors. So, it's outrageous.
Wow. Well, you say that they own the universities. I mean, I know for every Grove City College, there's hundreds, maybe even thousands. I don't know how many universities are in America. But anyway, there's a lot more that are of the liberal bent. Is that true, by the way, in the state colleges? I know that the state colleges wouldn't tend to be as liberal as, say, some of the more private ones.
They're all the same, Jerry. Yeah, they really are. You can't get a break from any of these places. And I've had people say to me, "Oh, I'm going to send Johnny to the University of, fill in the blank, and it's someplace in the South, right? Arkansas, Alabama, whatever. It's conservative down there. That's the Bible Belt." Yeah, but go to the faculty webpage and see where the professors are getting their degrees from. I think one of the, was it Matt Walsh's latest documentary, What is a Woman, I think? Look
yes.
at some of the people that he's interviewing at colleges in states like Tennessee. They're all the same, Jerry. They're all the same cultural revolutionaries that all come from the same places. And you could have, the most conservative little town in the most remote part of the Bible Belt. If it's a university town, it's now being run by cultural revolutionaries. They're all the same, and they have these departments of diversity, equity, and inclusion. They're all pushing gender studies, critical race theory. It's all the same junk. And if your kid goes to one of these schools where perhaps he or she majors in a STEM major, maybe their only way out is that there's so much credit creep that they don't have enough chances to take any history or humanities courses, which is probably a good thing. But then again, even aside from that, they're going to get them, Jerry, the first week that they step foot on campus. And they have to go through all their sensitivity training and all the other rot gut junk that they do at the universities. The only way that you can escape this is to send your kid to one of the maybe 20 to 30 out of, several hundred or several thousand or whatever it is, maybe 20 to 30 of the genuinely conservative Christian colleges out there. There aren't many, but if you go to the websites of maybe Young America's Foundation, I don't know if there's one for evangelical schools, but for Catholic schools, there's the Newman Guide. The National Catholic Register publishes a list of recommended or safe Catholic colleges. In places like Liberty, Hillsdale, Grove City College, Patrick Henry College, Regent. But other than those, there's not a lot. And be very careful, because you may be forking over $60,000 a year to have your little boy or girl learn a bunch of really toxic junk, and to have undone in 4 years everything that you taught him or her over the previous 18 years of his or her life.
Wow, we're basically out of time, but if you could answer this question in 30 seconds, I'd appreciate this closing thought from Paul Kanger. Is college education really necessary nowadays?
Well, in some respects, no. I think it helps people more than it hurts them, at least in terms of finding a job, but it depends on what you want to do. And there aren't enough people going to trade school and to the military. And, I've got blue-collar friends that I grew up with who've always made more money than me as bricklayers and stonemasons and plumbers. And, some of them now own their own businesses. So, that might be the better option. No, you don't have to go to college.
All right, Dr. Paul Kanger, thank you. Always a pleasure. Faithandfreedom.com for more information. Thank you, Paul. Always a pleasure.
All right. Thanks, Jerry.